Pod. My name is Kevin Roberts. And if you haven't heard the exciting breaking news that happened earlier today, it was all over social media. A post went out with just two words, almost broke the internet. And the post simply said, "I'm back." And not since Michael Jordan in 1994 has there been a more triumphant return. We're not talking about MJ today. We're talking about Coach J. Coach, welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I feel like I need a number 45 jersey coming on, man, on this episode.
I don't know.
I just got the black shirt. I just got the black shirt on for today. But I'm back, man. I'm back.
Glad to be back, man.
Let's talk about hoops.
Yeah. So are you feeling okay after the Lakers game? We're recording this right after the Lakers game. I know Coach J's a Lakers fan. His heart was probably in his
Lakers throat. Lakers play in, man. We got in. We beat New Orleans. It was a little bit tighter than it should have been, but they got them. Now they have to play against the big bad boys from Denver. And I'm calling the upset Lakers in seven games, baby. Lakers in seven games. You're going to win in Denver.
All right, well, we'll see if that was actually a win or a loss for you guys. So, as it stands now, it was a win, I guess. But
for 24 hours at least.
Just to reintroduce this podcast, Coach J and myself, we are coaches, and we both run our own youth 3-on-3 basketball programs on opposite sides of the U.S. Coach J out there in Phoenix, Arizona, running Score Hoops 3-on-3 basketball. And you can get all the information about his program on scorehoops3on3.com. And myself, I run a youth 3-on-3 basketball program here on the East Coast in Tampa, Florida, called 3-on-3 Live. And you can visit 3on3live.com for more information on that. And through the power of social media, we linked up, started talking about our programs to each other, and we immediately recognized we had similar mindsets as far as what we want our programs to be and eventually grow into. And we're on this journey together, and you know, we came up with the idea to do this podcast because we both love the 3-on-3 model and how it can benefit young hoopers, not only on the court, but off the court as well. We both have a passion for wanting to see young hoopers develop their game, grow their confidence, showcase their creativity. And most of all, we want them to never stop having fun playing a game of basketball.
Most importantly.
Yep. So that's why we're putting this podcast out there. And plus, it's just cool to talk about, you know, a sport that we both love. We're both former players, both spent a number of years as a coach, and we've been lifelong fans of basketball. So today we're going to talk about some of those benefits of playing 3-on-3 basketball. But first, I need to make a few podcast announcements. This podcast is not only available in video form on YouTube, but we are now officially available on most podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and Google Podcasts, which is, I think, now YouTube Music. So you can either watch us or just listen, but whichever you decide to do, just give us a rating, a like, and subscribe. You know, really help us out. Also, you can support us by following us on our social media pages on TikTok, at 3-on-3 Hoops Pod, and same with Instagram at 3-on-3 Hoops Pod. And I'm even thinking about starting a Facebook group. I've actually started, you know, creating one right before this podcast, and I'm going to name it the 3-on-3 Tribe. And so we're going to try to build this tribe together. And so go ahead and join the group, share, tell a friend, as we continue to try and grow the 3-on-3 Tribe.
The 3-on-3 community.
I like that. Yeah, we'll hashtag 3-on-3 Tribe every time we talk about that 3-on-3 community. So, Coach, I wanted to talk about some of these benefits of playing 3-on-3 basketball, and I wanted to start with your top three. All benefits are good, but I want to know what are your favorite ones. And so what's one of your top three benefits for playing 3-on-3 basketball?
My top benefit, my favorite benefit of it all, 3-on-3 basketball, is everybody gets to touch the ball, right? Instead of having five on your team, you have three. So you're going to be highly, highly involved. You're going to be highly dependent on with your teammates. And have your head up because you're going to get the ball. And when you get the ball, you need to know what to do with it, whether it's shoot, drive to the basket, pass and cut, et cetera. But like I mentioned before, time and time again, Kev, in other conversations, my ideal lineup is five guards on the floor. So three-on-three basketball allows you the opportunity, ample opportunity to have the ball in your hand and develop those skills with the basketball in your hand.
As a player, I've been on almost every – I would say I've been on pretty much every level of as far as experience when it comes to basketball. What I'm talking about is I've been a starter, a star player on a team before. On my very younger days in middle school, I was the best player on the team. I was a sixth man coming off the bench. And also I was on a team where I didn't play that much – period. You know, I was on a team that, especially on my AU team where we had like a bunch of all-stars, I didn't get a lot of playing time. I came in the last minute of the first half and the last
garbage time in the second.
Garbage time in the second. Yeah. So like, I didn't really understand that as a player, but like now as a parent, you know, my son played basketball. He's older now, but when he played basketball, now I understand, you know, the frustration that parents go through, you know, paying all the money that they pay for AAU basketball only to see your kid go into the last, you know, garbage time minutes of the game. And so that is frustrating. But I like what you said, like, you know, you're getting more playing time, but not only get more playing time, you're going to get more opportunity with the basketball.
You're getting touches. Yeah,
exactly. And then so like in turn, so that actually kind of ties into one of my favorite things about 3-on-3 basketball. It just, the repetition that you get, the more touches that you get, that naturally builds more confidence in a player. Because, you know, the more and more you do things, the more confidence you get. So as a parent and as a player who didn't get a lot of playing time at times, you know, and watching your child not get a lot of playing time, I can appreciate the fact that, you know, seeing your child, you know, and all parents just, they want to, you know, record their kids and take pictures, you know, actually playing the game, you know, so... The worst feeling in the world is going all the way to the gym and, you know.
And not seeing little Timmy getting, not seeing little Timmy getting the burn. Yeah.
So you want to show off your kid. And so, yeah, that's a great start to, you know, one of the benefits of playing 3-on-3 basketball.
Yep, for sure. Number two, I'll go into number two, and this is kind of like an overlooked one. It boosts IQ. It boosts IQ of especially young players. One of my favorite things that I like to do, especially with my junior high kids at the end of practices, like the last 10, 15 minutes, we run like 3-on-3 cutthroat games. And I can see the development in them when we run those games. Players see other players that back cut. They utilize pick and rolls more because there's less players on the floor. There's more spacing. My guys that like to throw those overhead passes, they see those lanes and those little alleys to get the bounce passes in there. So that's one that I really, really, really hang my hat on as far as a big benefit of 3-on-3 is, you know, boosting IQ of players. Taking four players off, two on each team, players start to see things start to slow down more, and they start to see the game a little bit slower. And then, of course, that obviously translates over to the 5-on-5 game, because like we mentioned in previous conversations, Kev, you know, basketball game, even a 5-on-5 game, tends to break down in threes or twos or isos. But boosting IQ for sure is a big benefit.
Yeah, man. I mean, fewer teammates and just the faster pace, which I think, you know, 3-on-3 basketball is, to me, it's faster than 5-on-5, because a lot of times in 5-on-5, you got a lot of rest period and you can walk the ball up the court and all that. But, you know, 3-on-3 is constantly moving. So especially when you're talking about 3x3, which we talked about in the last episode, where I explained the differences between 3x3 and 3-on-3. But, you know, 3x3 especially, you know, that's a very fast-paced game. And, you know, it forces players to learn spacing, you know, when you're constantly moving. And like, you know, when you're out there in the court with, you know, three players, it's just easier to space, and you start to understand the concept of, you know, I can't be too close to my teammate because a defender can guard both players. So yeah, that's
exactly
you know, and importance also. So along with that, you know, when you talk about increasing a player's IQ, I think it also it teaches players how to move without the basketball.
For sure.
One of my favorite drills to do when I was coaching was a 3-on-3 drill. And I still do this when I do our group training. We do 3-on-3, and I tell them no dribbles, and they just got to figure it out. I don't give them any other instruction. It's 3-on-3, game to three, but no dribbles. And
no dribbles.
You should see the first time you tell these kids that, they're like,
how?
How
is going to do with no dribble?
All they want to do is act like Kyrie Irving out in the on top of the key and just dribble the air out the basketball. But
act like Kyrie Irving, but they're actually Irene Irving out there. no kind of handle.
But if you take away that dribble, then they definitely have to learn, you know, they have to be creative. They have to set screens for their teammates. They have to
read the floor. That's what I always say.
Yep, read the floor. They have to cut without the basketball. And not only that, I would progressively add a dribble. So, okay, now you're allowed one dribble. That's it. One dribble, and that's usually like a power dribble to get to the basket or whatever.
Yep.
And I will do that after. So I'll let them play 3-on-3, you know, without telling them that, and they'll just play 3-on-3. It's ugly basketball because they're dribbling all the time. They're not cutting. They're just watching each other go one-on-one. When you take away the dribbles, you should see a light bulb go off their heads, and they start using each other, using their teammates. So that's one thing that I like to do. And also, you know, you talk about IQ, you know, defensively also, because you learn more about help and recover, you know.
Communication. That's big. That's a big overlooked part of defense, especially on the lower levels. It's just talking. Hey, screen right. Watch your back. I got basket. Just that small thing, you know.
And also, you know, just more along those lines, and I think it's just easier to communicate when there's three players on the court, you know, right. Or, you know, when you have two other teammates versus, you know, four other teammates. It's just easier to get closer to your teammates and understand the importance of communicating, especially when you do that drill I talked about with having no dribbles. You know, because you have to kind of communicate. And it's not always verbal either. It's like, you know, like, give it like a little head up.
The little. that's my favorite. Or the.
I could see you doing that a lot.
That's my move, man.
Is that your move?
The Buckeye directional point.
Yeah. IQ. IQ is a big one, you know, and that ties into the communication, you know, defensive IQ. And, you know, just again, it's just you got to learn how to make quick decisions because, you know, you're constantly moving and, you know, the smaller amount of players and, you know, the space that you have on the court.
Definitely. That leads me to my last benefit. And this is kind of more of a selling point. It's fun. Like 3-on-3 basketball is just fun. Just think about it. Basketball is like a universal sport, right? Like not only do guys like us promote it to the youth, like as a tool for the 5-on-5 game, right? If you want to play club ball or your high school team or, you know, rec ball, but just walk into the local EOS or LA Fitness. I don't know if you have those chains down there in Tampa, but just walk into those gyms, you'll see like the 50-year-old guys playing 3-on-3 basketball, right? Working up a sweat, talking trash, getting out on Sunday, just getting some running, getting some exercise, right? So, like, it's the entire spectrum. Like, kids as young as 5, guys as old as, you know, as long as you can get out there and do it, play it, and it's fun. No matter what age you are, no matter what your experience level is, your skill level is. It's just fun to do. You know, even I like to play 3-on-3 basketball from time to time when I can get guys out there to do it. So, you know, and like I said, that's more of a selling point, but it's a benefit also, especially for, you know, going back to like the younger level when you have like those kids that are maybe on the fence about wanting to play basketball. Oh, I want to play basketball, but the other guys might make fun of me or, you know, things like that. That's, you know, overall, hey, it's fun, man. Come out here and do it. It's fun. You'll have fun. You'll have the ball. You'll learn something. you get exercise, and you'll mingle and communicate with the other kids. So it's fun.
I think basketball is probably the easiest sport to get some friends together, or even you don't have to be friends. You can just kind of jump in a game.
Any strangers, you can just walk to a park, and you'll see guys running on the blacktop or
how it used to be. That's how it used to be. Now you gotta get online to do that and go in.
Yeah, you gotta play 2K, huh? just play the two. You gotta get into the metaverse. Let's meet up in the metaverse and play on at the Rucker Park virtual land.
Yeah, they don't. I don't see anyone on the blacktop these days. Except, during COVID, we started seeing some people at the park. Well, until they
COVID. Yeah, COVID caused people to be rebellious. Oh, you want us to stay inside all the time, huh? Well get outside. But before that, it was everybody was going the opposite.
Exactly, and they took down. Oh, I don't know how they over there, but over.
Oh
here,
yeah, they took the net down the baskets. Yeah,
I was so mad when I saw that.
They took the rims down on the basket, bro. I was like, man, what the heck? They really serious about this thing. Yeah. That was funny. But,
you're right. So like you said, it's a selling point, but it's also the, you know, like I said, mentioned earlier in the show, like that's our, the main focus of why we put these, you know, 3-on-3 programs together. We want kids to just have fun. And so, like, you know, I mentioned that, you know, in the last podcast, how, you know, that's the reason why, you know, I don't really allow coaching during the game, because, you know, I do want to bring it back to that time where kids are just playing, you know, in the playground, or just, you know, just having fun and not worrying about, you know, coaching or plays or whatever. They can come up with their own plays. And, you know, I think that, you know, kids just need to have fun playing. So, kids can jump in, and this is also how you make friends. You know, I know that's how I made majority of my friends when I was younger.
Growing up.
It's like basketball is like the universal language, and you don't have to be, and that's another reason why, you know, I think it makes it fun also, because you're actually getting the ball. You know, going back to your first point, you know, it's not fun when you're getting the game and nobody passes you the ball.
Nobody's looking at you.
So when you're getting all those reps and you're getting your chance to shoot and getting your chance to shine and show off the new moves that you just saw on TV, like, you know, we saw tonight Alvarado do on D'Angelo Russell, you know.
And then he proceeded to get his ankle twisted.
No, but, like, you know, you see that on TV, and, you know, you want to emulate those players, and, you know, you just have fun. So, that's definitely a major point. So, just to recap, you said, what was the first one? You get more
touches. Everybody more touches. Gets touches. Everybody gets the ball.
Yep, more touches. You also have fun, and it increases your basketball IQ. So those are Coach J's favorite benefits. And we'll go over my benefits. I have a different three that I wanted to go over, and we'll go over those in the next podcast. But just for sake of time. I did, you know, like I mentioned earlier in the show, Coach Jay and I are big basketball fans, and so I just wanted to get your quick thoughts. That we're recording this podcast in the midst of one of the most exciting times of the year for both of us. So I just wanted to get your quick thoughts on NBA playoffs. I know you're a Lakers fan.
Well, when they kick off, we're going to win game one against Denver. I believe that's going to be Saturday. Maybe Sunday. I don't know when game one is, but Lakers win that game close at the end of the game, and then from there we'll just play it by ear. But like I said, Lakers in seven versus Denver. I'm calling it, and from that point, it's a crapshoot.
This is being recorded for all the world to see.
Hey man, if I knew how to say it in a different language, I would say it. But hey, I got it. Lakers in seven right here versus Denver Nuggets, man.
I myself, you know, Sixers play tomorrow. I'm a big Sixers fan, so we play.
I'll be rooting for Joel Embiid for sure.
Yeah, oh.
Miami Heat, right?
We play Miami Heat. That's correct. And, you know, I do feel like this is – the stars are aligning. I'm just going to say that. The stars are aligning. This may be the year.
Of what?
Of close to NBA Finals appearance.
Oh, okay. All right. Second round. Okay, that's close. Semifinals is good.
I mean, you know, I just
Eastern Conference semifinals is good.
I think we'll make it to the NBA Finals this year.
Who is the second seed? Not I was gonna say Baltimore.
Oh, it's the Knicks.
Not the Bucks.
The Knicks.
New York Knicks made it to the second seed.
Correct. That's who we play. After we take care of
the game, y'all beat them. Okay, so yeah, it'll be Boston versus Philadelphia.
Okay. We beat the Knicks, and then you know what's going on with Giannis and the Bucks.
It'll be Boston versus Philadelphia in the shotter. I'm calling that too.
I mean, Miami Heat could be a tough matchup for Boston. You never know, so we'll see.
Miami Heat will lose in five at max.
I'm looking forward to it. I did also mention in the last podcast when you were absent, we need to talk about your hatred for Steph Curry.
I don't hate Steph Curry. Why does everybody think I hate Steph Curry? I love Steph Curry.
I got a few texts from people that wondering why you left him off your top.
Steph Curry left him off your
top eight players.
I just wasn't thinking about him.
you left him off your
3-on-3 team. I wasn't thinking about
3-on-3 team. That's right.
I wasn't thinking about him. Just as simple as that. I wasn't thinking about him. I don't hate Steph Curry. I love Steph Curry. All right. I don't particularly like his Under Armour shoes, but
I got you.
I like Steph, man. I dig Steph, man. All right. He revolutionized the game. So I got to give him his props where it is. But definitely. Sometimes I'll keep it real. I don't think about him sometimes. It is what it is, man.
I got you. Thanks for clearing the air on that. Just want to make sure that, you will get your chance to address that.
I had to nip that in the bud. Yes, I actually do. We're going to kick off our spring 3-on-3 season 2 next week, Saturday, the 27th. I don't want to date the podcast, but next Saturday, not this week's Saturday, next Saturday. Now, we have a special format that we have this year, Kev. So we actually are going to kick the league off on the 24th, which is Wednesday night. That's going to be kind of like a league workout / combine that we're going to use that for, so that we can structure our teams, right, to kick off the season on that Saturday. So we're going to have a few workouts. So we're going to have some Wednesday workouts where we do like some skills work, kind of like some combine training.
Nice.
And then on Saturdays will be the games where all the teams get two games each. And we partnered with the Phoenix Mercury this year. We partnered with them. And our last week 4, is going to be at the Footprints Center, home of the Phoenix Suns and Phoenix Mercury. And then we're going to have like a playoff style bracket to crown champions. So real fun, real unique situation this season, in our second season of our 3-on-3 leagues. Sign-ups are officially done on Sunday, this upcoming Sunday. So go to scorehoops3on3.com to register those kids out here in Phoenix.
Awesome, man. That is awesome news.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's, again, go to scorehoops3on3.com to learn more about Coach J's program. Myself, I am in the midst of just accepting registrations and signups for our summer league, which begins in June. You can go to 3on3live.com for that. And so that's it. And before we leave, we didn't get to do it last week, of course, since you were out, but we need to get a quote from Coach J this episode.
Stay resilient.
Oh, wow. That was good. I love that one. Stay resilient. Quick and easy.
Sometimes you got to be quick and easy, man. Sometimes you got to be quick and easy. I tell my wife that.
All right, Coach. Well, welcome back. And it was good to have you back, I should say. And
yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We're out.
Peace out.